Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dame i panové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodine u Priašovi. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern and 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Russian FM and archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, February 21st, 2021. We have a full show for you today, ladies and gentlemen. We have Anna Tombazi, interview with her. She is the reigning Miss Czech Slovak U.S., and she won it being Carpatha Rusin, so you won't want to miss that interview. Today is the first Sunday of the Great Fast for those of us on the new calendar, and we start off today's broadcast with the Holy Ghost Choir with Pod Chrest Tvoj Staju, Beneath Your Cross I Stand, and Preterpivy za nas strasi, having suffered the passion for us.
Oh. we are here with Anna Tombazi. Anna is the first Rusin Miss Czech Slovak U.S. pageant winner. Anna, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dean. It's good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about this Miss Czech Slovak U.S. pageant and how you, a Rusin originally from Cleveland, Ohio, now living in California, got to be involved and won the pageant.
Sure. So I guess to start off, the Miss Czech Slovak U.S. pageant is a pageant that's annually held in Nebraska in August. And, you know, really anyone can apply, although it's mostly been focused on the Czech and Slovak communities in the Midwest. And so there are kind of like sub-pageants in places like Kansas, Texas, Nebraska, and typically one would enter those local pageants, and then you go to a state pageant, and then you would go to the national one in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. But the two areas where I'm from, growing up in Ohio and then moving to California, there was no state or local pageant to enter into the pageant for a Miss Czech Slovak. So I actually went straight to Nebraska in August for the national one. And you do have to have Czech or Slovak heritage or any of the sub-minorities, you know, such as Moravian or Rusyn heritage, which can qualify you to enter. Kind of became aware of it through some cultural events and hearing about it over the years, but I'd always been too busy with college to really try to focus on something like this. So when I graduated in 2018, the following year, 2019, I decided to enter. And that's kind of how I got started. And it, but obviously, you know, being involved in all the cultural Rusyn and Slovak events in Cleveland really gave me a head start and an interest in the culture and wanting to do something like this.
And if I'm not mistaken, the entire pageant when you were contesting was Rusyn, and you won the pageant based off of Carpatho-Rusyn minority heritage within a greater Slovak Republic.
Yes, that's correct. Okay. All the costuming was Rusyn. I was using 100% Rusyn Croy to the contest. I actually brought two Croy to Nebraska, but I have several others. And yeah, you've been, you know, extremely generous and sharing some of your Croy, which I really enjoyed. And people have also loved seeing the kind of the different style that Rusyn Croy brings. So it's something very different because we haven't had a lot of Rusyns in the pageant before. And so it brings a different look. And the Croy that was my authentic Croy, which I entered into the Croy portion of the pageant, was from Agosha County. And it has a lot of really vibrant colors and sunflowers. There's some pink in there. There's blues, there's yellows. And it was just something really different that was kind of eye-catching. And it was also great to explain and kind of share more of the Rusyn heritage through our colors and our costumes that way.
Chodila, hovorila, ne je toho, što mljubila. Oj, chodila, hovorila, ne je toho, što mljubila. Ne je, taj ne bude, vzjali joho čuži ljudje. Vzjali joho čužinu, a ja bim na vzjalu vinu. Vzjali joho. Thank you.
Proč milá nežurícia, jaše chlopec nevženícia, jak já budu živý dísia, dám ti piva na pitísia. Jak já budu živý dísia, dám ti piva na pitísia.
Now, going back to you being a younger generation Rusyn, you are, in fact, quote unquote, a rocket scientist. Tell us a little bit about what you do today and what you think the younger generation of Rusyns need to be doing.
Sure. So, to start off, I guess you could say I am a rocket scientist, propulsion test engineer for a company called Virgin Galactic. And Virgin Galactic is in commercial space flight. It's owned by Richard Branson, and the goal is to send people on our spaceship to space. It's not just a pipe dream, though. We've actually been to space with our spaceship and taken some people up there so far. So working on getting into commercial service, which is really exciting, revolves around testing the rocket motor, which is a hybrid rocket motor, and it's the most powerful hybrid rocket motor in the world, which is pretty cool. At least I think so. I guess to make the connection between science and culture is pretty important, because there's been, I don't know, I think to bring the culture to people that are more our age, there's kind of this maybe perception of a segregation between maybe culture and heritage and then progression in technology. Mm-hmm. I really don't think it has to be that way, but I think that if you make it black and white, you're either going back or you're moving forward. But I think that things like the arts and dancing and music and everything that our heritage is really rich in can really help you out in something like a STEM field, because it gives you different perspectives. So I don't think it's beneficial to necessarily separate them. When I'm at work, I also share some of my heritage with my coworkers, like I bring in Pasenki eggs, obviously around Easter time, making things like Pascha and having some people over to talk more about it and show that you can't, you know, you can be both. You can be celebrating your heritage and also progressing in technology, just remembering where you came from and where you're going to go is pretty important, I think.
And speaking of where you come from, tell us a little bit about your villages. I see that your villages are today in Shahrish County, which was Shoma, which is now known as Drianitsa. And also you have in Spish County, Kamyunka. Tell us a little bit about your family from those villages.
Sure. So my grandma came from Kamyunka, and my great-grandma and my great-grandpa came from Tarnitsia back in the early 1900s. And they came here to America. They settled around Cleveland, Ohio. And I actually was able to go back to each of those villages in, I think it was 2010. And that was really cool because we got to see the places where my great-grandparents grew up, where they went to church, what kind of daily life might have been like. Obviously, a lot of things have changed since then. But to go back to the Carpathia Mountains and to be there was something really special, because it kind of like brought this closure to learning about this culture and this heritage growing up, and then finally being able to go back there and really, really see it in person and kind of take it in.
Замотаю в клунки, перекину за пліт, перекину за пліт, тихо туди, де ковід. Там морган монотон, ліжний крододендрон, мотанка пазнички, вишивані стрічки.
Major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life. GCU.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on the GCU, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Now back to the last segment with our interview with Anna Tombazzi.
Now, as part of being the Miss 2019-2020 Miss Czech Slovak U.S., you are awarded a stipend to be able to go to Slovakia and therefore to probably Kamjunka and to Drianica.
So yes, I was supposed to go there last year in springtime, actually, to Slovakia and probably a little bit to the Czech Republic as well to visit. Unfortunately, the pandemic did kind of change that. But the plan is to go to those places, hopefully this year, maybe before August, before the next round of the pageant. And, but, you know, I'm really just waiting to see if things open up.
Lastly, Anna, what advice would you give to young Russians, not only in the field of being aware of their culture, but being in STEM and being an engineer yourself, to stay not only in focus with their cultural aspects, but also stay in focus with education?
I mean, I think it's all about balance, you know. There's so many times where I think that coming from a very culturally rich background has really helped me in my STEM field. And maybe shed some different lights, allow me to look at some problems in some different ways. I think finding ways to bring everything together is pretty helpful. You know, I think it's also kind of like an honor to do something like be a rocket scientist, for example. coming from these villages where my grandpa and grandma came from in the early 1900s. And then, you know, this kind of progression, like it's a real, it's kind of like the American dream, right? You came here and you got your dream job, but you're still honoring your relatives who gave you that opportunity. I guess just celebrate life with cultural richness, and it's going to help you out for sure. Also, for anyone interested in perhaps competing in the next Miss Czech Slovak U.S. pageant, I do want to let you know that applications are due by May 25th. And you can go to www.misscheckslovakus.com to find out more information. It's a really amazing event. It's great to see so many other girls, and it's a huge festival too in Nebraska. So even if you're just interested in coming to the festival, highly recommend it, but check it out, and hope to see you there.
Okay, everyone, that link is misscheckslovakus.com. One last thing before we go, Anna, we have connected via Zoom, and her profile picture, ladies and gentlemen, is picture her flying in an airplane inverted. And Anna, just want to congratulate you on all your accomplishments. You are a very bright young woman. I remember you as a child coming up to Cleveland with my dad and teaching you and the Carpato Rus Ensemble, various Russian dances. You have made many strides in your career as a rocket scientist. And I think you are a great example to the young generation of Carpatho Russians. So congratulations, Anna, on your pageant, being the queen, and in your career as a rocket scientist.
Thanks so much, Dean. And thank you for having me.
Natíhám ruku, zakrývám oči, zhorilo mi to, ťažko mám noči. Tam, kde sa vítor neba dotkať, blúdiť len slnce, ticho nás čekať. Tam, kde stám, tam ja všetko mám, lásku hnil, želiť smutnej spiel. Natíhám ruka proti temnej chmári, strašná je osiň na straplenej tvári. Tam, kde sa vítor neba dotkať, nežeje nikto, bydlo sa dechať. Plačte oči, hirke slze, ľudské slz je málo, chrbiať komu zdes tam horí, tak sa už raz stalo. Za to ti ukotnil tak smutnek, za to temné noči, za to vzjadr ti ukomisťa proplačučí oči. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho Rusyn Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to stay on the internet. We will again be broadcasting two special Easter broadcasts, the first on Sunday, April 4th, and the second one on May 2nd. If you are interested in sponsoring one of these special Easter broadcasts, or would like to make an $18 donation in honor of our 18th year of broadcasting, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com.
Сабука у темнім лісі, та й не знав, куди мені піти. Налякався лісу не на жарт, а потім раптом я все зрозумів. Я тепер лиш ви у мене, ясні зорі, темний ліс. Тут усе так знайомо, я здається тут. Забука у чистім полі, та й не знав, куди мені піти. Я хотів сховатись від дощу, та коли він почався, я не зміг. Я тепер лиш ти у мене, чистім полі, теплий дощ. Давай обнімемось, підемо туди, куди захочемо.
Thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusinio America, Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Join us again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of our archives, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Rusyn Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org. Join us again on Rusyn FM next Sunday at 3:30 p.m., but you can also listen any time of the day or night. That is Rusyn FM, Rusyn FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasne tyžden, s Bohom.
Забукав в великім місті, та й не знав, куди мені піти. Я вже думав, що я одинак, та поки не зустрів таких самих. Я тепер лиш ви у мене, я тепер лиш я у вас. Тьотя Свята, дядя Коля, дядя Вова, дядя Стас.
Голоси русинів Америка.